The fight over Proposition 127 appears to be on track to set a record in Arizona, the most expensive ballot measure ever. And the money is pouring in from both sides. And then, of course, there are races for the statewide offices, some of which are totaling in the millions of dollars. With us to talk about who's raking in the money is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, good morning.
I'm not raking in the money. I don't know whether you are.
No. Well, given that all three of us are journalists, we are, of course, incredibly unfamiliar with the concept of large checks. But in Prop 127, it seems like, I mean, there's just cash everywhere. And it seems like it's from two really main major wealthy sources here.
Yeah. Obviously, on the pro side, on the 127, is Tom Steyer. He's a California billionaire. He had set up a political action committee called Next Gen Climate. And he is trying, as we know, to get a mandate in the Arizona Constitution to have 50% of all energy in Arizona produced from renewable sources by 2030. This has scared the pants off of the utilities here to the point where APS, or the parent company of APS, which is Pinnacle West, has already put nearly $22 million into it. That compares with the $18 million that Steyer has put in. Now, it isn't just APS. Tucson Electric's parent company put in a little bit of money at $50,000, but the rural electric co-ops went ahead and, you know, put in, in the neighborhood of $417,000. So the utilities are very concerned. They say it will affect their customers. Tom Steyer and the proponents of this clean energy of healthy Arizona say it'll lead to lower rates. And in the middle are our listeners who are saying, I don't know who to believe anymore.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, for a lot of reasons, it's important for people to know who is funding these campaigns. But especially in this race, it seems as though the funders that you just referenced, especially Steyer and APS, have become major talking points for the other side, like the boogeymen of the other side.
Well, I think that's very clear. And when we talk about, for example, the candidate races, who's putting money in, who's trying to influence whom? I mean, there are arguments, in the Brnovich race, that, for example, APS gave $100,000 to the Republican Attorney General's Association. And that association, in turn, is spending money to try to defeat January Contreras. So it is a game of follow the money in a lot of ways. Can you say that A plus B equals C all the time? Not necessarily. But I think it's important. And that's part of the reason I think that a lot of folks are very concerned about changes in Arizona law to allow for more dark money. For some people, it's important to find out who is trying to influence their vote.
Howie, I want to read the opening line from a story you wrote about some of the statewide offices. And you say, incumbent Governor Doug Ducey is burying his Democratic foe in a landslide of dollars. I mean, it's very descriptive and also, of course, very accurate. In the governor's race, the Governor Ducey is bringing just a ton of money.
Yes. I mean, it starts with the, you know, approximately $5.6 million that he's already raised on his own for his own committee. Then on top of that, he has a victory fund, which has brought in another $7 million in his name, some of which gets transferred into his regular fund, but some of which goes to the Arizona Republican Party, which then spends money on behalf of candidates like Doug Ducey. And then on top of that, the Republican Governors Association has already spent about $8.8 million in advertising, blasting Democrat David Garcia. Now, Garcia, you know, for his part, you know, has, $1.2 million left to spend. I mean, he's doing better than he was before. He's getting a little bit of benefit from Tom Steyer, our friend from before on Prop 127, but there is no way he can keep up with the commercials, the mailers, the robocalls that being done by the governor and by his campaigners, by his.
And of course, that's to say nothing of the races for Corporation Commission and Secretary of State and all the others on down the ballot. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you for following the money for us, and hopefully some of those checks come your way at some point.
Well, I tell you what, we can all go out and enter the Mega Ball contest or the Mega Millions and see what happens there. Maybe that's the way I'll get to be governor.
Fair enough. Thanks, Howie.